Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Why do people spend less as they age? Apparently because they're more pessimistic.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's been a question that has puzzled retirement experts. Why do many older Americans who've saved up a lot of money for their retirement years spend less? A new study sheds light on one possible reason. People grow more pessimistic about their finances, the economy, and the stock market as they grow older. Joining us to talk about this fear-based frugality is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. Well, Anne, first, on the one hand, if people haven't saved enough, frugality is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. So for a lot of people who haven't saved enough, the tendency to get more kind of fearful and pessimistic about money and finances as you age, as you said, is not necessarily a bad thing. It can help them conserve their assets.
But if you have a pile of money and it turns out, you know, when you die, you've got all this money saved up, you could have been a little less frugal and, you know, spend a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, there is a tension, you know, between people being concerned about having to reserve money because, let's face it, most of us don't know when we're going to die and you really don't want to run out. And there's also, there's some very legitimate fears of, you know, catastrophic costs, medical costs and long-term care costs towards the end of life. And I think that's another partial explanation for why a lot of people who are wealthy and who can afford to spend more are very reluctant to do it.
Okay, so people are more pessimistic as they get older, you know, about their finances in general. Who did this study?
So this study was done by a guy named Matt Fellows, who was at the Brookings Institution for years and also started a company called Hello Wallet, which Morningstar bought. And it's a very it's a really clever company, and they aim to help people maximize their retirement benefits using apps and behavioral finance techniques. And he's done some interesting research in the past. So when he showed me this research, I thought it would be interesting to look at it.
So the study covered quite a long period of time from 1978 to 2014.
Well, so, yeah, so a lot of the, what he did was he looked at this University of Michigan surveys of consumers, which are longstanding surveys. They have been conducted from 1978 to 2014. And he disaggregated, he looked at responses that people have to questions about their, you know, confidence in the future, their own future, their own economic future, and the future of the stock market and the U.S. economy. And what he noticed was that older people were strikingly more pessimistic about those three things than younger people.
The stock market, the economy, and their own finances. And I guess he put a number to it.
Well, yes. He said that so it varies, you know, depending on what you're looking at. But for those three things, adults who were over 64 were 30 to 40% more pessimistic or 30 to 40% less optimistic than adults 35 and younger. And the pessimism held up with other age groups, too. It was a slightly smaller gap.
And they spent less as they age, I guess about 2.5% less on average.
Right. That's what he found. That was between ages 60 and 70. And then after 70, the spending declines even more. So, you know, he's finding that people are really kind of ratcheting back on spending as they get older.
And there have been other studies that pointed to this same conclusion?
There's been a lot of work done in this area. And a lot of them find that people spend less as they get older. I mean, the question is, do people spend less, you know, because they enjoy the things that they're spending on less? Like, for example, you know, maybe people in their 80s don't want to travel as much. I mean, that's sort of rational, and maybe that makes sense. But, you know, a lot of economists wonder whether people are just ratcheting back on spending out of some kind of fear.
I'm speaking with Ann Turgeson of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
You rely on The Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys, delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Anne, is the reason for all this people are just more risk averse as they get older? It's like, well, I'm too old to try cliff diving or something like that.
Right, or risk averse when it comes to money too, right? So I think there has been a close correlation noted between between aging and risk aversion.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, when your financial analyst asks you, you know, how comfortable are you investing in stocks? You know, people as they get older, they tend to sort of naturally become more conservative in their relationship to investing their money. And so, you know, the author of this study, you know, and I discussed the possible link between this economic pessimism that people have and risk aversion.
And also, I guess one researcher pointed out that if people were frugal in their younger years, these frugal habits carried over into their older years, and it's just basically good habits.
Right. So a lot of people who do manage to save a lot, you know, the reason why is because they're very disciplined people, and
yeah.
they set about doing that, you know, throughout their lives. And I certainly know that I have relatives like this who've done an admirable job of saving, and it's very hard to convince them in retirement that, you know, it's actually okay to spend some of this money, because that's just not their habit. And, you know, a lifetime worth of habits is very hard to break.
Well, shouldn't these people get financial planners if they're worried?
Well, that's certainly one solution, you know, to sort of help you feel better, get some level of comfort around what you can spend and what you really shouldn't spend. So that's definitely possible, although I don't want to, you know, convince anybody that they need to run out and get help if they don't feel they need to get help. But yeah, so one of the researchers I spoke to, a guy who himself has had a lot of success at saving money in life. He's been, you know, very disciplined about it. He said, you know, recently, I don't know how old he is, but he's still working. But he said recently he came to the conclusion that when he looked at his 401k balance, his retirement savings balance, that once he converted that into an income, so he went on an annuity site and he said, how much could I buy in terms of annual income? He realized there was no way he was going to spend that amount of money. And he started to get more comfortable with the idea of spending more. But he said one thing that can really help people is to mentally reserve the money that you have in your home equity for your long-term care and sort of any catastrophic need associated with older age. And that can actually just free you up to think in terms of maybe it's okay to spend more of my liquid assets because I have that other thing that's waiting in reserve.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
The future is closer than you think. Find out how close. Subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.